Johnny Nooney. Johnny.
Hello, Taoiseach. I just say, well, I'm reporting from westmeathshowcase.com. Yeah. Just on a very small thing, of course, Mullingar and Tullamore and Athlone are part of the ATM.
Yeah.
And I just want to ask about, we have a Marlinstown Business Park there in Mullingar, and it's a greenfield site. It's not been developed at all. And I wonder, because Mullingar, Athlone and Tullamore are the gateway towns, when is there going to be investment for that greenfield site?
Well, we'll have to wait and see, because obviously at the moment we have a very difficult investment situation in terms of the international financial crisis. As you know, it's having its effects. The concentration at the moment is trying to maintain the jobs that we do have. But obviously there are some areas where we'll try to continue to find investment, and Mullingar will be on the itinerary the same as other towns in the country. So, you know, we really have to recognise that at the moment we've had huge growth. We now have to try and hunker down and salvage as much as what we can, be optimistic. Far too much pessimism going around, really, and that doesn't help trying to market a place either. So I think it's important that we just try and keep a perspective on where we're at.
Of course, apart from this whole downturn, we have a momentous moment now on Sunday, the 7th of December. You're going to unveil the Joe Dolan statue.
Yeah, and I'm looking forward to that, and very pleased to be asked by the Dolan family to do so. And Joe was an icon, if you like, not only here in the Midlands but throughout the country. A wonderful entertainer for so many years, a great loss to the Irish entertainment business. And I think we saw during the obsequies, during the funeral arrangements, the huge numbers of people who had a genuine affection for him, and a great sense of loss and grief because of what he brought to so many people's lives. And I think that, quite rightly, just as we remember political people of the past or people in wider cultural field, we should also recognise, and I know that the Mullingar people do, the wonderful son of the town that he was. He never forgot his roots. He was very loyal to the people of Mullingar always, and I think it's very fitting that he's been commemorated in his hometown.
Thanks very much, Taoiseach.
Thank you.